Welcome, old friends. I had a feeling our paths would cross again. When you first wrote to me in hopes of reuniting, I was eager to merge our bodies and souls again. But this time, we will be testing our faith in these ancient caverns of the Himalayas. Not to worry. Our chakras will warm and open soon enough. Follow me into these sacred spaces. Ah, is nature not the greatest magic our creators gave us? See how the natural hot springs bubble up in this most frozen of places, as if we were all meant to be here to witness it. The earth invites us to share in its warmth, and so I shall oblige first, then you. Trust me, I would never dare to lead either of you astray. Help one another out of your icy garb and enter into the soothing, healing waters, wearing only what you came into this world with. It is said these waters can transform a soul. If one enters the water with intention, desire, or mere open-heartedness, they will be repaid tenfold upon departure. In these steamy caverns, pleasure begets pleasure. We give, and so we receive. Already your skin is flushed with the warmth of the water. I am so glad to bear witness to your sensual, spiritual journeys in these waters. This land is sacred to Buddhists and Hindus alike. A perfect place to return to and restore your tantric practice. Interlace your fingers with one another and close your eyes. Listen to the heartbeat of the Himalayas, which we must honor before we may begin. Do you two enlightened ones recall how you became one with your partner's exhale and inhale? Let us find that ancient bond once more. Try to remember to keep your eyes closed, for it allows us to listen and feel better. Exhale with me for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Now hold your exhale. This builds much needed stamina for later use. And inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. One more time with me. Hold and exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold the exhale in your generous lungs and inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gorgeous unity, just sublime. Now continue finding a pace that suits you two best. Perhaps a bit quicker, perhaps a bit slower, finding that rhythm that joins us as one. Let your left hand, your feminine side, that which honors the moon, find the left breast of your lover. Connect to the pumping of blood. Now, Bring your mouth close to your partner's ear and say, "Thank you, heart." For keeping my partner alive. They give me strength, and so do you. We aim to hold this space of gratitude in all that we do, especially as we explore the realms of physical sensuality. Now, join lips to lips, eyes still closed. But what do you see as you celebrate your partner's mouth? Perhaps a bright shining light? That great warm sun? That is your partner. They help you see, even when all is icy and dark. Their light is a resource that is limitless and always at your disposal. Let your tongues become your eyes, almost like a creature who lives underground and has heightened senses of smell and hearing. Your tongue might massage the tongue of your partner, every crevice of their mouth. Then maybe their neck, tasting the sweet and salty of the hot spring water. Focus on what they taste like, without the impaired judgment of your vision. What color does it bring to mind in your mind's eye? You might even be tasting their aura, a true sign of mortal connection. Once your body feels ready to submit to your lover's energy, please gently rest your forehead against theirs. Now, allow your bodies to be one with the water and gently undulate in this sacred darkness towards your partner's sacral chakra with your own sacral chakra. In other words, make a wave with your undulation, which your partner will receive and redirect the wave back to you. Feel the movement of their body in the water. Let the energy move into your body before returning it anew and loved to your partner. Yes, we give, we take, we renew, we replace, we rejoice. This is how we practice with our energy alone and soon with our physical touch. We hold ourselves in darkness because it is there we find light. It is important to establish this bond of reciprocation before joining the sacral chakras. It is a pleasure to watch as you bask in one another's creations. Keep going. Wonderful. You are ready to ascend into sacral work. Do the two of you remember Yab Yum position? It is the holiest position that perfectly aligns chakra to chakra. I'm sure your muscles will remember. Sir, cross your legs as to make a throne for your goddess to sit upon. And yes, dear, once he is adjusted, use your senses of touch to find your seat on his erect throne, wrapping your legs around his back and linking your ankles upon one another. Take time to link your sacral chakras by linking the yoni and lingam. Once he is inside you, please, both of you, open your eyes and stare deep into each other's souls. You are buoyant. You are weightless. You are one. Your breath is his breath. Her moon is your moon. We breathe in. Yes. We breathe out. Yes. This is exquisite work, my enlightened ones. I can see how present and connected the two of you are with one another and with this glorious moment, which is ours and only now, in and out. With each breath, a thrust. With each exhale, move deeper. With each inhale, relax and find more space. Do this now. You have clearly mastered your glorious return to this position and are ready to graduate to its brother pose, the snake trap. The Western name makes the position sound much more menacing than it truly is. Both of you extend your legs while maintaining penetration. Miss, if you need to lean back, you may prop yourself up by holding onto his shins. Now lean back a bit. Trust yourself. Trust your body. Sir, secure her by holding her ankles behind you. And sir, if you desire, while holding her sacred eye contact and breath work, you may attend to her bosom. Pay equal attention to left feminine and right masculine sides. We need equilibrium to find truth and beauty. It is the magic of nature, much like these hot springs. Let her sounds guide the manner of attention you give. You are both in control. You both hold the divine power. You both move into one another, building to a pleasure as tall as these mountains we call home. Do you remember that open-heartedness you entered these waters with? Find that youthful sense of wonder deep within your partner. Inhale her joy and exhale with passion. Inhale his willingness and exhale with affection. In, out. In, out. We are all one. We build this sacred trust here, in these caverns. But we can do such rituals anywhere in the world as long as we have each other. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. In.